If you've ever walked into a spider web, I'm sure your reaction was not to look at it as something that could teach you about effective networking. Spiders use them to make lines going in every direction, to make important connections. Connections that allow a spider to know when something worthwhile has come across its web. You don't have to know how to spin a web, though, to build your own effective network. On today's In Motion, I've got some advice you can use instead.
Starting out or starting over? Advice to reach your career goals. This is In Motion.
Gail Urban-Kunisch is a career consultant with over 20 years in helping people enter and re-enter the workforce. And apparently, Gail, you're into marketing too, or at least marketing yourself. It's clear you know how to get out there. But what should someone else do to put themselves out there and become known?
You have to make a plan. You're now in the business of marketing yourself. It's important to achieving the goal you're trying to accomplish. Today's quote is, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals," by Zig Ziglar. To start out in your goal of effective networking, you need to have a plan, some steps that'll help you to achieve your goal of getting your idea out there as to what you want to do for your career.
I get the idea. We need to make a plan going forward, so I guess technically then step one of your plan is actually step one, make a plan. Where do you go from there?
The step two is to develop a business card. I know you're not running a business, but you need to have a card to introduce yourself with information, how to contact you, what you do, highlights that might appear on your resume, that kind of thing.
I'm glad you said that. A lot of people might have had that idea that I don't have a business because that's what I was kind of thinking. But actually, you know, you're right. It does give all those information for what I do, producing, working with people. I have a little contact card that has information so that people can reach me. I hand that out to various people. So it makes sense that you would want to have one of those for effective networking. But where do you go to do that?
I would recommend that you go to a business, something like Staples, where you can get a card made to your custom. Or you can go online to order from an online store like Amazon or Vistaprint to get business cards for as low as $10 for 250 to 500 business cards.
That's not too bad, actually. Just about $10. That's about what, a combo meal most places? So maybe instead of going out to eat somewhere for the day, you go get yourself some business cards and you're ready to do effective networking.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Greg.
I like how simple that is.
The key to business cards is you've got to carry them with you. If you don't carry them with you, they're no good.
All right. Well, this is an age of technology, Gail. More and more people are relying on their phones for things, their computers, of course. So maybe the traditional business card isn't the way everyone wants to go. Is there an alternative for smartphones? I'm guessing there might be.
There is an alternative for smartphones. Some people are better at it than others, but you can send a virtual business card out or exchange a virtual business card from one cell phone to another. I know that's very popular with iPhones. I'm not real sure what the comparable thing is on Android, but there are ways to exchange information on a virtual business card.
So while you might not think of, oh, I don't have a little card with me, I can't give information, you do have your phone, so just as simple as texting your business card to somebody
could
make the difference. So keep that in mind if you're going to say, as we've talked about before, a job interview maybe, you don't have a business card on hand readily, but you could offer to give them a virtual business card.
I hear what you're saying, especially about technology, but I still have to emphasize that having a paper business card is still the way to go. And for the low investment that you have to make for the return on this investment, I think at least having a business card to exchange, because people still want to have something that they can see other than what's on their phone. Phones can break. Phones can get lost. Phones can get damaged. But your business card is a permanent record.
Not only that, I think it does something else. Giving a virtual business card is easy enough, simple enough, but I think if you've gone the distance to make a little physical card, what does it say about you?
It says that you are a go-getter, that you have plans to follow through on your career goals, and that you are willing to invest in yourself.
This is In Motion with Gail Rubin Kunisch. Gail, we've talked about making a plan, making your own cards, digital or other. We kind of prefer paper. I think we both agreed on that. But what about social media? Is that a good way? Are there do's and don'ts to using that?
There are do's and don'ts to using that. And the first method of social media that I think most people think of is Facebook, because everybody is on it. Your grandmother is on it. Your former employers are on it. Everyone in who you know is on Facebook. But the key to using Facebook for networking is not to just use it for a personal expression, to use the people that contact you and that comment on your Facebook posts as a business contact. So whether you set up a separate business page for your career goal and you give it a name, like I have given my Inspiration Group Consulting has a business page, and the people who come onto my page and comment or like a post that I put on it, I have a way of contacting them back and getting more feedback from them.
Of course, I think, as we know, most studies have shown that you really want to avoid Facebook for anything like that, simply because anything that you might have left on there can be found by a prospective employer, could come back to. You know what? We could probably turn that into another segment for another day, including the more popular one that business people use. What's that one?
LinkedIn.
There's a whole thing that could go with LinkedIn, I'm sure. In fact, why don't we cover that another day? I think you've given us some good things to know about business cards, their uses, and when you should employ them, and more importantly, where you can get them at. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you, Greg.
This has been In Motion with Gail Rubin Kunisch. If you have questions about this or any other topic you'd like to ask Gail, email her at theinspirationgroupconsulting@gmail.com or through her website at theinspirationgroupconsulting.com.